Hello everyone, as usual I'm doing my thoughts from the game, having just come out the ground. As always, I've not seen any replays. I've seen a little bit of social media as I have came back to my car. I've seen people's opinions. I've not actually seen any footage of the game. It was weird really. It was a massive performance of two halves. Starting at the lineup, it was a lot stronger than I thought it would be. Can't really make any bones about it. Giroud's not been started, needed minutes. Same with Alexis and Walcott. Jack, I told everyone knew, but I've been saying all week that he was going to start. Elneny, again, hasn't had many minutes, and someone had to partner Jack. Maitland-Niles, again, I said on the podcast the other day that we actually haven't got a second choice left wing back. So he's going to keep trying someone there until it works. It seems like at the moment that person's Maitland-Niles. So be it. Back three, they pretty much picked themselves. And everyone knew Reece Nelson was going to start. So the team pretty much picked itself. I mean, Ospina for potentially Macy was the only change, potentially. But I've seen Matt Macy play and he's not very good. So anyway, on to the first half. And I thought we were very, very good. I tweeted at half time saying Sanchez was good. He looked sharp in the first half. Someone tweeted me at full time and said I disagreed with that. Yeah, the second half was very different. But when I tweeted it, because I don't have powers of time travel, it was what was happening. Jack was, I think, unbelievable for 70 minutes, and then I'm not sure if it was fitness, but he kind of faded. His influence on the game seemed to die off. I've seen a lot of people criticising Wenger for starting Reece Nelson at right wing back. It was always going to happen, but I think today also showed that he needs a loan move. He needs to go somewhere and get first team minutes. He looked like a boy. He was like a kid. He wasn't strong enough. He wasn't physical enough. Yeah, you can say it's his first game, but there's a reason why he's not been getting involved when it all seems like he shouldn't. And Maitland-Niles been getting a lot more minutes in him. You can tell, look, Reece Nelson has much more talent than Ainsley Maitland-Niles. But you can tell that Maitland-Niles has had a season of men's professional football and Reece Nelson hasn't. I have no doubt that Reece Nelson will be an unbelievable player, but he needs to go and get minutes elsewhere. Having said that, I think he was killed a bit tonight by Theo Walcott. Walcott will never, ever, 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 ever work in this current system, because the idea is the two behind the striker tuck in a little bit, and the wing backs, you can isolate them one-on-one with their fullback, and that's where you create the space. It's very rare you see Sanchez on the touchline. When Ozil plays the other side, obviously he's very, very rarely wide. Welbeck against Chelsea the other day, and Iwobi against Chelsea the other day, they were never on the touchlines. They weren't playing like wingers. Where Walcott's played right wing for most of his career, despite demanding to play centrally, he's now become glued to the touchline. So there was nowhere for Nelson to go. He couldn't get outside him because he would have been off the pitch. And you don't really want your fullbacks running inside, because it leaves a massive problem if the ball gets turned over. So I think Nelson was not hung out to dry, but he wasn't at all helped by Theo Walcott tonight. Again, a lot of people criticising Theo Walcott, and he didn't have the influence he should have done against a team like Doncaster. But again, it's the problem of playing in the wrong position almost, and it's his fault, not Wenger's. If he's in that system, he's never going to get any joy if he sticks out wide, because it's very easy for a defender to mark him. If he tucks inside, he gets a lot more space. Or alternatively, obviously, if we play 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1, then the system suits him better, and that is when he looks at his best. But unfortunately, that's not the system we're going with at the moment. So I don't actually see where there is a place for Theo Walcott anywhere near our 11. Going on to Sanchez, because a lot of people want to talk about him. Obviously, it's one of our star players playing in what you would say is a second string game. He looked very good in the first half. His sharpness is back, which has been the issue. He hasn't looked fit enough. He hasn't looked sharp enough, and his game is based on sharpness. But in the first half especially, and in the second half, he looked very sharp. As a few of you have pointed out, he did die off a bit in the second half, and he's not even die off, he was still sharp. He just started not trying too many things. He was too ambitious. He'd done his usual tell people to calm down when he loses the ball, and then sulk at them when they do calm down and don't give him the ball. So that was more back to the Alexis we're used to, wasting the ball, trying too much, etc. But I thought the first half was promising, and at least the sharpness is back. He looked a different player to the guy that played against Cologne on last Thursday. So in 6 days, he's got his sharpness back, which is a massive benefit for us. I thought we was very good in the first half, and it could have been anything. We should have scored more, we didn't. Second half was very sloppy, and I thought the key to that was Callum Chambers coming off. We couldn't get the ball out from the back in the second half. Whereas in the first half, you had Mertesacker in the middle, and he could give it either way, and either of them defenders could play out. In the second half, we couldn't. I've not seen much of Josh De Silva before, but I've watched a lot of football throughout all leagues of men's football, and I've watched football for a very long time. The boy is not good enough for Arsenal. He may go on and have a brilliant career, and I hope he does, but I can already tell you he is not Arsenal material. And I don't want to hear, but it was only his first game, blah, blah, blah. He is not Arsenal material. I remember a few years ago, I went to Sheffield Wednesday away, and we started a guy, what is his name? Glenn Kamara, his name was. Now, I've got some friends that know him personally, and they were telling me how good he was. I watched 10 minutes of this boy and said he will never play for Arsenal again. He got subbed off very quickly. And I said at the time, he will never play for Arsenal again. And they were saying, no, he's the captain of the under-21s. He's a Finland, I think it was, international, or a weird country, considering. If you know what he looks like, you'll know what I mean. They were saying, no, he'll definitely get another chance. They've got faith in him. He's somewhere in Scotland now, nowhere near Arsenal. I think sometimes you can just tell. De Silva, he looked too shaky on the ball. His positioning was bad. I don't want to hang the kid out to dry because it was his first game and he was obviously over-eager, but you can see the talent set, the skill set isn't there to be an Arsenal player. Ainsley Maitland-Niles, again, he's playing out of position. He's very, very sloppy. He made a few mistakes that he recovered for himself. His pace, I didn't realise he was that quick. He was stupidly quick twice on recovery runs. But yeah, he just needs to tidy his game up a bit. I know it's easier for him in the middle, he is a centre midfielder, but I mean, everyone, especially young players, they tend to have to learn their trade out of position. Look, let's face it, he's 20 years old, I think. He is at least 3 or 4 years from being a centre midfielder from Arsenal. So he has to have two options. Go and don't be an Arsenal player anymore. Or do what many players before him have gone, learn different positions. It makes you a better all-round player when you do get in the team anyway, and it keeps your minutes ticking over. I've seen Aaron Ramsey play at right back, right wing, right in the front three, over on the left. I mean, the same happened to Diaby, obviously injury cut what he had short. But it's what happens. Players get played slightly out of position. We've seen Jack play on the right, on the left, on the wings. We've also seen him play as a 10. We've seen him play as a defensive midfielder. We've also seen him play as the playmaker alongside a defensive midfielder. So saying, but he's out of position, that's where you learn your trade. He's never going to just walk into the Arsenal team and be a centre midfielder because he is probably sixth or seventh in line. So I'm not blaming him because he's not moaned about it, but people saying, he shouldn't be played out of position. If you got rid of everyone that didn't play in their desired position, you'd have probably about 14 players in the squad. So I think it's good for him. Whether he'll make it or not, I don't know, but he has to get them minutes, he has to play out of position because people saying, he should be a centre midfielder. Well, he's not going to replace, looking at tonight's team, he wouldn't have played ahead of Jack. And let's face it, Elneny is a lot closer to the first team and needs the minutes a lot more than Ainsley Maitland-Niles does. So he's going to get the minutes. So if Maitland-Niles says, I'm only playing in centre midfield, then he's never going to get a minute. Beyond that, Iwobi looked very good when he came on, very sharp. I think Sunday's done in a world of good in terms of confidence. He looked like he believed he was a level above Doncaster. I mean, he is, obviously, he's clearly at least a level above, but he doesn't usually play with that confidence and that swagger where it's like, I'm too good for this, but I'll show it. There's a lot of players that, especially young players, they think, this is beneath me, I can just stroll around and get away with things. But Iwobi done the exact opposite. I was quite impressed with, as well as his performance, his attitude tonight. Olivier Giroud is the last person I want to touch on. He started off looking a lot more interested than he usually does in games where he doesn't think he should be playing. I commented on this last week after the Cologne game that if he thinks he's above a team, he just strolls about. But he started off a little like he was a bit hungry. That died out pretty quickly. He wasn't as sulky as usual. I've seen some people say he was awful. Someone DM'd me and said he was awful. I didn't catch who it was because I was just getting in the car. I don't think he was. I think he linked up play quite well. He didn't really get many chances. I don't think there's a mass amount you could say he done wrong. He didn't give a load away. He won most of his 50-50 battles. He won a few flick-ons. He brang the ball down. More of a problem is we didn't really go long, which didn't give him a chance to get the ball down and bring people into play. But I don't think he was awful. I think a lot of people don't watch football enough or understand it enough and think, striker didn't score, must be shit. And that is not how football is. I mean, like, we know in football, if you score 1 in 2, that's a good record. I'm not saying he done that. I don't know what his record is, but it seems like every time a striker doesn't score, someone wants to call him shit, which obviously clearly isn't the case. So yeah, that's my thoughts on the game. I know a lot of you are going to disagree with the Reece Nelson, what I've said about Reece Nelson, because he was slightly out of position, but as I said, he's not going to get that game time in his desired position at Arsenal. So I think he'd benefit from a loan, just to strengthen him up, toughen him up. But it's difficult to loan someone out at 17 because you don't want them to be overplayed. So it is a tough one with him, but he definitely needs to add more to his game. Anyway, thanks for listening. I know a lot of you won't have been able to watch the game tonight because you're abroad and it wasn't shown. And apparently, obviously, I was at the game, so I don't know. I'll send a little video of my seat tonight where I was put. It's quite a good one. But yeah, so I know a few of you weren't able to watch it, and the streams weren't the best. So hopefully this has given you some form of idea what happened in the game. If you did happen to see it and disagree with anything I've said, I've said this before, I'll say it again, by all means leave a comment, leave me your feedback, let me know what you thought, because everyone sees the game differently, or they should do. Again, as I've said before, don't just come on and say, what a load of shit, you're a bellend, because that's not constructive, and it's also not giving your own opinion. Anyone can criticise without doing it themselves. Let me know your thoughts. Again, as always, thanks for following us, thanks for retweeting, thanks for sharing, thanks for commenting and interacting. Without you guys, we wouldn't have a website or a Twitter page to run. Thank you. Have a good evening wherever you are in the world. And I'll be back we're doing a podcast Sunday. And then I will be back with my thoughts on the West Brom game on Monday. All right. Thank you for listening. Have a good night.